You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In late January, a new music venue was opened in Auckland. 25B was the name of it. It's located in Cross Street. Jeremy Gallagher is a sound engineer whose job is to operate the club and get it up and running. Jeremy was kind enough to open the doors of 25B to me and chat about Auckland's live music scene. I began by asking Jeremy how the opportunity to open up 25B came about.
Basically, it all just came off the outcome of doing the bookings for Verona and trying to bring back what was there. I've been doing shows for ages, so Verona was like a good opportunity to do events that weren't really scale events, that didn't require a huge amount of promotion or huge amount of infrastructure around them. It was just booking good people that I had and knew. And then that led to getting a job for the brother of the lady who owned Verona at the time, and then did that job for him and he was really happy, and then that led to me getting the opportunity here.
And like you were saying before, running it straight away, pretty much two weeks from deciding that it was going to happen to opening, how was
pretty
that?
Pretty much, yeah. It was death. It was like at least 2 days of each week with no sleep, like nights. Heaps of my homies came through, kind of had like a core crew of about 2-3 people. My friend Nick kind of took over the bar and restocked it all and set it up in a way that's kind of conducive with modern times. And then my friend Liam and I just basically killed ourselves like building and tidying and repurposing whatever lighting gear was here and whatever truss and stuff was here. And then I dragged in my own PA and spent all my money on more PA and just all in.
And what was like the, I guess for that, what was like the trickiest part of those 2 weeks before opening night?
A lot went on soundproofing. That was kind of a big thing. It was like, if this is going to exist in any kind of capacity as a music venue and try and do anything for any kind of culture, if we want to exist for more than 2 weeks, we have to like noise proof the whole place. But we had no budget to do it, so we had to be incredibly resourceful.
I heard like Neck of the Woods and Verona have had problems with like residents around Auckland. So like, what do you think about the fact that you can have a club in central Auckland and people still live in the city and complain about it?
I think it's, I don't know, it's always a happy medium. As much as places, clubs especially, can be important to community and culture and all that kind of stuff, you still have to be a good neighbour, and if you're not, you might as well just sign your own death warrant kind of thing. I mean, people need to live somewhere and people need to party somewhere, and sometimes that happens to be right next to each other, and if you can work together, then generally that's the best outcome.
like you said, it can be done.
Yeah.
And is 25B primarily going to be a music venue? Is that the plans for it?
Yeah. A big question everyone's going to ask is like, what kind of music? And kind of everything, but
Especially starting out,
but we have a really nice floor. Like, we have a nice wooden floor, and it's actually been laid in certain parts 3 times to noise proof, so there's no bass carrying through to downstairs. So yeah, dance floor culture, I guess. House music, dance, boogie, disco, techno, rap shows, bass music. I mean, it's pretty broad. But then at the same time, there's good and bad versions of every single one of those things. And I think within the city, we also have a lot of people doing the good versions of it. So it's just about getting the right kind.
And with places like Golden Dawn and King's Arms closing down, it's like pretty opportune time for somewhere else to open up and take some of the overflow from those gigs, would you say?
Yeah, I think people need venues. I mean, Whammy's like a really good example of just like how much would not exist if that venue didn't exist in the city. How many scenes, how many groups of people, how many friends I wouldn't have met, all of that kind of stuff, like, just wouldn't exist without Tom and Lulu and Ron doing what they've done. Without that, there'd be less. There's a need there.
Like, artists come here and there's sort of place the smaller clubs, and then you go to Power Station, Logan Campbell, and then the next one up's like Spark Arena.
The Jumps?
Yeah, bro, what do you think of the Jumps and like how they're going to Auckland.
Well, I work as a sound engineer. I work for Oceania. I work on all those shows. And I think there's huge middle ground, like this huge grey area between what seems to be peak club capacity, which is like 300 to 400, up to your studio, which is like 1200. So there's nowhere in between that. There's nowhere between 400 and 1200. And then there's nowhere between 1200 and Logan Campbell, which is 4000. And then there's nowhere between, I mean, aside from Town Hall, which I'm not 100% on capacity, but then there's nowhere between that 4,000 to 5,000 and 10,000 or 15,000. So there's huge grey area there. But I think for me, venues of certain scales are soulless as well. They're there to be copy and pasted for the next thing to come and apply its version of a different show in there. Whereas like the smaller venues have to have heart. They have to have identity within themselves without dominating it, so people can come in and make the whole place theirs for the night. I think for us, we're small. We're 200. I think floor space-wise, we can actually get more due to the nature of our license. Our capacity is less than what our room can hold easily. So we're just going to try and do a really good personal club experience. It won't be the numbers of other places around here that are bigger, but I like to think that the other elements surrounding it are better to compensate.
And like, are you guys, I've seen some of your social media stuff, but are you guys pretty open to artists coming to you, and that's what you guys are after at the moment?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, things, in order to satisfy the people that I work for, things have to be packaged and promoted well. But I mean, this whole place was built around just like chucking it out there and seeing how it happens. So like, I'm trying to encourage people who I think are doing good things, even if they're small scale, to just come in, we'll put it together and we'll treat it a bit more seriously than the last times they've done things. But like, if the ingredients are right, it's just about cooking it nicely. And then we can just assess it, like do a show, figure it out. Hit me up with a good idea and we'll make it work.
Like, yeah. And like the initial reception of your first few weeks, you've been open, what, like just over 2 weeks kind of?
Just over 3 weeks.
And how's
one gig to two gigs a week?
And so how's that been? How are those first few gigs gone?
First gig was pretty hectic. It was massive. Soraya and Mike kind of just held it down. Roddy came through and played like a really good set. Baz played a really good set. And then since then, it's been like all dance music based. The first one, I was like, the doors opened and people started turning up, and I climbed up in the roof and started fixing the aircon. You know, like I came down halfway through the show covered in like pink bits and stuff. Second one was like really cool because it was like really personal. It was like all people that I either know personally or I rate super highly. And yeah, it was just the kind of show that I sat there and I was like, I would love to come to this show, like as if I was a punter, you know, like, and that was kind of good. It wasn't a big night in any sense. And then CC Disco with Frank and Sam was just like bliss. It was amazing. Like, everyone loved it. All the things that might have been issues on the first night or two had kind of been addressed and tightened up, and we just ran it and everyone had a great time and everyone was behaved and the bar ran busy but systems went really well, and yeah, everyone was happy. It was like, I don't know, it's nice when you can do an event and you satisfy your act more than anything. Like, you satisfy all the other factors, but then you kind of base your main thing off like how much your act enjoyed playing. And to have people like CC Disco and Auntie Flo, who like headlined Flamingo Pear, come down here and just on our second week of opening and be like, this is awesome. Like, this is so cool. I had such a good time. It's like, you can't help but kind of smile about things like that.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.